this is Marcy Cheek, and welcome to my show. Say what? When? Where? And most importantly, why? My mother always told me that the first word I spoke was why. Not mama or dada, but why? And I've been asking why my whole life. And I'm going to be sharing about a whole host of some ideas about a whole host of different topics. Maybe give you some new and different ways to look at things. As the whole concept of my show is going to be sharing, let's dialogue. Now, a dialogue is a conversation that allows each person to speak their truth without interruption, condemnation, judgment, or argument. And I welcome your ideas about everything. I will read them right here on my show. And be sure your content is your idea and not an argument about why I am wrong. You present your idea because there are many levels of truth. You can contact me at Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn as Marcy Cheek. That's MarcyCheek, Cheek, like dancing, cheek to cheek. And my email is mcheek0509@AOL. That's M for Marcy, and my last name, Cheek, C-H-E-E-K, and my birthday, 0509. So let's dance together, each of us, to the beat of our own inner drummer. And the music you hear in the background is by visionarymusic.com. And now let's go to tonight's show. Hi, this is Marcy Ann, and I'm driving in the rain. This is our first rain we're having in California this year, and it's always a traumatic experience for all of us. We haven't driven in rain for like 9 months, and now we have to, and the street is slippery like ice. And so we all go like 2 miles an hour, and we're scared to death. But anyway, I can multitask. I'm driving so slow, I might as well do my show, right? So I was going to talk about why I voted for President Obama. Actually, I'm the only person in my family that voted for President Obama. And
2.3 miles, take ramp on right.
It's kind of like when I gave up Christmas, you know, the family threw me out and didn't invite me to Christmas dinner. And I said, hey, I just gave up Christmas. I didn't give up the family. But I've always sort of been the black sheep, the one without the brand, you know, the renegade. I just say I'm out in front. Somebody has to lead the pack, right? So anyway, I sent out an email to, my cousin who I'm not going to, you know, expose people, but he held a very high position in state government. So, and I worked tirelessly on that campaign back years ago, and I sat on the... I had a major position on the Central Committee of the Republican Party where I lived and ran a volunteer headquarters. We did grassroots organization a lot like what President Obama did, only he did his using social media. We didn't have that back then. And but it's the grassroots, that the knocking on the doors. I heard a show on TV that said, where did Obama beat Romney? And the fella was his campaign manager, said, by knocking on doors. He said, it's hard to say no to a real person that comes to your house, knocks on your door, and says, you know, let me just share with you why I'm asking for your vote for President Obama. Well, my reason is, my family member who had this high position in government said, you know, who are you voting for, Marcy? Well, he asked me a direct question, so I thought I'll give him a direct answer. But I wanted to qualify it. I wanted to say why. Why did I do it? And I said I voted for Obama for two reasons. One, to protect my rights as a woman that have been, well, I'm not going to get into that subject because we're going to do another show on that. But I believe in the woman's right to have the total say-so over her body for any reason that her body, of her body, and nobody else can tell her what to do with her own body. And then my other reason is because I don't believe in war at all. And I have a great song I kind of wanted to share with you today. But before I play it, I just wanted to say, hasn't this last 4 years been wonderful without any talk of any war anyplace? I mean, he kept his promise and got us out of Iraq. That was the most criminal, offensive perpetrated on a country that I've seen in my lifetime. For all the wrong reasons, which is what the song goes into. And we got out of there, thank God. And our position in Afghanistan is totally defensive. I believe in defending. I just don't believe in being aggressively, being warfare aggressively. And Afghanistan has the largest natural supply of titanium in the world. That's that country's own private possession. It belongs to them. It's their way of being independent and self-sufficient, of being able to provide everyday necessities for their families in whatever way their government chooses to share the bounty. But I mean, you know, that's not our business. That's their business. I mean, if somebody came in to me and tried to tell me how to run my business, I'd kick them out just right off the bat. I'd say, get out of here. This is my business, and I'm going to run it the way I want. In fact, I was kind of horrified when the federal judge ordered the Ding Dong Company to remediate with the union. I thought, if they want to decide to close that business, they can close that business. What right does anybody have to tell them? They can't. I make my own decisions about my business, and that's the way it is all the way up to the top. Leaders of the countries, they have the right to make their own decisions, run their countries the way they see fit, and it's up to the people of that country to decide if they like it or not, and if they don't like it, make the change. And I know there's a million other grays here. I'm talking pretty black and white at the moment, and I know there's 55,000 shades of gray. And we're just not going to get into that, those ones in this particular broadcast. We can get into them. In fact, if you want to go into this, I would be happy to go into all those shades of gray. Just send me a tweet or go on Facebook and send me your ideas. I mean, let's dialogue. A dialogue is where each person has the right to say what they want to say without interruption, without condemnation or judgment. We just speak our truth, and we will get from black to white through all of those 55,000 shades of gray and have a wonderful time doing it. Why can't we listen and respect? Well, anyway, I'm getting way off. I always get way out there. So let's get back. The rain let up a little bit here, so I'm not quite so... I'm driving a little faster, so if I abruptly stop this broadcast, you'll know why. I'm back behind this big waste management truck, and he's going really slow. Oh, good, he's going off. Great. Okay. So anyway, when I first heard, I have just loved it that we didn't go rushing into Syria. We set up a peace talk with Israel and Iran. And I don't know if any of you saw that wonderful thing that happened on Facebook with the people between Israel and Iran. There was one fella that made a poster. He posted it with his picture, and he said, we won't bomb you, we love you. And so that night at dinner, his wife said, well, I want a poster. Can I have a poster? So he made her a poster, and she's sitting there holding their little son on her lap, and it says, we're not going to bomb you, we love you. Well, somebody in Israel saw it, and they wanted a poster, and so they made a poster and sent it back, well, we won't bomb you either, we love you. And then pretty soon, everybody wanted a poster. I want a poster with my picture and say, I won't bomb you, I love you. It was wonderful. So the power of social media is going to bring us all together and give us a chance to find out about each other. It's so interesting. I hate it when we're all herded into one stall and supposed to all be alike. We're going to have unity in diversity. This is not a new concept. This started out in the 60s because that's when the New Age started, back then. We've been in the middle of the two ages for about the last 30 years, and now we are actually in the New Age, and the old age is over. We made the shift. It felt like to me like last month. And the official date is 12/21/12, and we will be officially totally in the shift. We have made the shift. And so this song at this point is kind of like, we made the shift, but I did want to share the song. Okay, so here we go.
I've been waiting for something to happen.
So he wrote this some time ago. Yeah, I was waiting too.
The blood in the ink of the headline and the sound of the crowd in my ear. You might ask what it takes to remember when you know that you've seen it before.
Seen it before. A government lies to its people and taking the country to war. Boy, did we experience that in 2000 with the Bush administration. Places we don't even know their name. Radio shows and TV.
You hear one thing
again and again. USA stands for freedom, and we come to the aid of our friends. But who are these friends? Somebody just gets fed up, and they pick up a rock or a stone, and there are lives in the balance. People under fire. There are children at the cannons. Blood in the headlines, blood on the streets, blood going down their faces. Listen to this wonderful guitar. Somebody told me one time that the red stripe and the American flag stood for the blood that's been shed. I think that's the truth. I want to quit shedding the blood. We might have to change the color of the flag. I know I said we had to change our national anthem, too, and get rid of the bombs bursting in air, and I practically was shot on the spot. But we'll see. I'm kind of always ahead. Shadow on the faces of these men. We don't even know the name.
They tell us the president the same way.
They tell us how to present our cars.
They tell us everything from you to religion.
They sell us our wars.
I want to
know who these men are.
I want to hear somebody asking them.
Ask them why.
counted on to tell us who our enemies are. But then that
they never go and die. And there are lives in the balance. There are people under fire. There are children at the cannons. There are... There's blood in the wire. Blood on the air. Blood on the streets. Blood everywhere. There's been less blood shed in the last 4 years, and it's because we have a man at peace at the head of our government, a man of peace. There's no mistake in that he received the Nobel Peace Prize, and in his heart, he believes all people are worthy, all people are important, everybody's opinion counts. And that's why I'm so thrilled that he was reelected, and I'm so proud that I voted for him. So earlier in the show today, I said I didn't celebrate Christmas. So I thought since this is the Christmas season, I might go into some of the details of that statement, because it does tie in with no more war. For 2,000 years now, we've been saying, peace on earth, goodwill toward men. We sing it in our Christmas songs at Christmas time, peace on earth. So we always have these beautiful pictures of, the star shining in the east and the baby in the manger, and we say peace on earth, peace on earth. So let's look at this. Since Jesus visited the earth, which is why we originally started to celebrate Christmas, it was supposed to be Jesus' birthday. Although Jesus didn't say to remember his birth, he said to remember his death. But Christians celebrate the birth of Jesus anyway on December 25th, calling it Christmas, using what Christians believe to be Jesus' last name, Christ. They say Jesus Christ, like Jesus is the first name and Christ is the last name. And then it was celebrated with a Mass in the Catholic Church, so it was Christ Mass, so Christmas. Well, first of all, Christ is not Jesus' last name. The word Christ means anointed one. It's a title like Mr. or Professor or Doctor. It's translated from the Hebrew from a word that means the Messiah, because the early followers of Jesus, they were Jews. Those early followers, the disciples, were Jews. And they believed that Jesus was the Messiah that was prophesied to come in the Old Testament. And so they used that word in Hebrew for Messiah. And then it went on to be Christ. So Christians are taught that Jesus was born on December 25th. Although the story in the Bible says that the shepherds were in the fields keeping watch over their flocks by night. Well, they don't do that in December in Israel. It's too cold. So it'd be more likely that, in fact, scientific exploration into this idea as to when Jesus was really born seems to indicate that it was in August. Scientists have looked into that, whatever that star was in the east, and associated it with a celestial happening, the year of Jesus' birth, that happened in August. And shepherds would be in the field keeping watch over their flocks by night in August. So why do Christians celebrate December 25th? Well, I looked into that. So when Constantine became the emperor of Rome, he embraced Christianity. But most of the people under his reign at that time were worshiping Sol Invictus in the Latin, or translated the invincible sun. And the worship of the sun goes way, way, way back into ancient times, because without the sun, our planet would not be able to be inhabited. So the ancient peoples saw that the sun was the giver of life and worthy of worship. And for thousands of years, people have been celebrating the birth of the sun at the winter solstice. We do today. It's actually the rebirth of the sun. As the days start to get longer at the winter solstice. I live in California, and when we turn our clocks back the 1st of November, and the sun starts setting around 4:30, 5 o'clock, and then 4:45, and then up to 4:30, our shortest day is like the sun sets at 4:43. And I call those the dark days. There's 6 weeks of it, from November 1st until December 21st. And when December 21st comes for me, which is supposed to be the first day of winter, I feel like winter's over because the days start to get longer. And there are lots of celebrations here at the beach and in other places where I live here in Orange County that do festivals. Winter solstice festivals. The Greek Orthodox Church has a winter solstice festival. So it goes back to ancient times. And what is really interesting to me this year, that the whole earth seems to be looking at this winter solstice date this year, 12/21/12, as the end of something and the beginning of something else. You know, it was in the Mayan calendars, and there's been so much talk about it, like the end of the world. Well, to say the end of the world, that could be true, because a world is an organized system. It's not the same word for earth, so it's not the end of the earth, but it could be the end of a lot of worlds. We're seeing different worlds having some trouble right now. I know when Jesus said to go into all the world and preach the gospel, well, he meant to go into the worlds, you know, the world of cats, the world of dogs, the world of motorcycles, the world of football. It's many, many, many worlds, the world of the banking system, the world of the unions. I mean, there's a lot of worlds right now that need to be looked into, and maybe it's time for them to come to an end. But there's always a new world opening, and many, many new worlds are opening right now, especially in the fields of alternative healthcare. That's just such an exciting new worlds opening up. So then that would mean the world of drugs and the world of surgery would have to maybe pass away. But I think right now the other thing that's happening is we're making a great big shift. And part of that shift is that the old ways of warfare and bloodshed are now going to go behind us, that world of warfare and bloodshed. And we're going to enter into what Christmas is really all about, peace on earth, goodwill towards men. Well, Constantine declared December 25th as the birth of Jesus, so that in his kingdom, so that all the peoples in his kingdom would be celebrating together, because, you know, 95% of them were celebrating the birth of the rebirth of the sun, and so they could also celebrate the birth of the Son of God. So some were celebrating the birth of the Son, S-U-N, and then the other minorities were celebrating the birth of the Son, S-O-N, of God. And when you think about it, that's a pretty awesome connection, don't you think? So during the Festival of the Sol Invictus, people cut down trees and brought them into the house and put candles on them, which is why we have the Christmas tree. And they had a big dinner together and celebrated. But who knows when that commercial idea of giving gifts started. That part of Christmas is just another part of corporate America that also starts wars for profit. Many retailers don't even show a profit until they start their Christmas sales, which is why they call that big day Black Friday, you know, after Thanksgiving, because that's when the retailers really start to show their sales figures in black. They've run all year long in red, so by Black Friday, they start to show some profits. So the big reason I don't celebrate Christmas is because Jesus said not to. He said not to celebrate his birth. He said to remember his death. And so why would he say to remember his death? And since we've already talked a little bit on this show about making your preparations for your death, and then Jesus says remember his death, let's see why. Oh, I have a young man who's been helping me with my radio show get started, and he's a Christian, and he's waiting for the second coming of Jesus. And I told him I had been hearing that since I was 8 years old. And I said, I really don't want to disappoint you, but, you know, Jesus is not coming again in the way that you think he is. So perhaps I could introduce you to who Jesus really is. Jesus is the Creator Son of our universe, not just the solar system, not just our Milky Way galaxy, but our whole universe. Now, there are millions of universes and millions of Creator Sons, and Jesus is the Creator Son of our universe. And he's visited many, many, many places in his universe. This isn't the only place he came. Most places he visited, they treated him with honor and glory because they knew who he was and they were blessed by his visit. But here, we tried to kill him because his message was one of peace and individual power. There's nothing in Jesus' message about war. It's pray for those that despitefully use you. It's turn the other cheek, walk the second mile. There's nothing about fighting. And so this peace and individual power just didn't fit in with the warfare attitude of the rulers of the earth at that time and the desire of individuals to have and to keep the power. See, those people with the power wanted to keep the power over the populaces for their own personal profit. And there's a lot of that still going on today. You got to keep the people dumb. You can't let them know anything. Don't let them have their own power. We want them to do what we tell them. So Jesus shed his blood. So why is the shedding of his blood so important? Well, the young man helps me with the show said, well, there was a reason why the people tried to kill him, and that is true. It was a wonderful reason for Jesus to shed his blood, and it has nothing whatsoever to do with the fact that we are sinners. God sees us as perfect, without spot or blemish. God loves us totally, completely, unconditionally, with no reservations. There's nothing we can do that would separate us from God's love. Nothing. I don't care what the worst you can come up with. And certainly the news spreads it before us every single day of all the horrible things that people do. But there's nothing that can be set. No one, nothing that we do, and no one can possibly be separated from the love of God, and that includes Hitler and the Muslims and any other part of the creation that's been singled out as unworthy and unacceptable. We are all part of God, and God loves all parts of himself. We come from the heart of God. We come from the heart of God, and God just doesn't have love. God is love. So when Jesus visited this part of his of his universe, because our planet had been caught in that. I'm not going to get into this part of the story, but I'll just say that our planet was one of that went in with the Lucifer Rebellion. And Lucifer is not Satan. This is a whole other thing we'll talk about some other time. But our planet went into that rebellion and developed this warfare attitude that we have, still have. And so Jesus visited it. He shed his blood here to cleanse the earth of all the blood that had been shed here since Cain killed Abel. And this final act of shedding the blood was is to free of this warfare spirit that has taken over our souls and pitted brother against brother. You know, that whole thing in the Middle East is just brother against brother. It's Abraham's sons, Isaac and Ishmael, fighting over that piece of land over there. Two brothers. They're half brothers, but I'm a half sister to my sister and my two brothers. I had a different dad. We share the same mother. We're half relation, but that doesn't make it less relation. I mean, my mother didn't allow that in our home for me. My mother didn't allow that. You know, I had a neighbor that lived next door to me for a long time, and her dad died. And she and her sister have not spoken to one another since then because they both wanted his bathrobe. Can you believe it? His old, worn-out bathrobe. They both wanted it. They practically ripped it in shreds, fighting over it with one another. And she ended up with it. And they've not spoken to one another since. So how can we have peace on earth, goodwill towards men, when brothers are still fighting brothers and sisters are still fighting sisters? And here we are, 2,000 years past the time Jesus visited here and shed his blood to cleanse the entire bloodline of the human race, all the way back to that first human who stood up on legs and walked and talked. And here we are, getting ready to celebrate another Christmas. And what is the media telling us? All it seems they're interested in is how much we're going to spend on our Christmas gifts. Is there any talk of peace on earth, goodwill toward men? I just guess it wouldn't be in the best interest of corporate America for us to have peace on earth. We'd have to get rid of all the criminal shows on TV. Do you realize how many of them there are? All those shows about murder, 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 murder. What about the news? It's just the police blotter. Who killed who? I just think what the news directors do is they just call the police department and get the news to get their news stories. How is this helpful for us to know who killed who? How does that help us in our daily life? Does this foster peace on earth, goodwill toward men? You know, if we had peace on earth, we wouldn't make any more money making wars. And all the tanks, airplanes, drones, those million-billion-dollar war machine. Actually, that could be a way to balance our budget and get rid of the fiscal cliff. Just stop the wars. I think around 22 to 24% of the budget goes for defense. And if we stopped celebrating Christmas, there wouldn't be a Black Friday, and retailers would have to figure out some other way to make a profit besides Christmas. Well, what would the world look like if we did have peace on earth, goodwill towards men? And the fact that Jesus shed his blood would have some meaning for us. Well, each and every one of us could begin to walk in our own personal power, operating in the autonomy of using our very own special gifts and talents. And we would make our gifts and talents available to the earth, Each person would be respectful of every other person. As John Lennon said, imagine all the people living in harmony. Ooh, ooh, ooh. You know, you can stand on that circle in Central Park at the memorial for John Lennon there. Has this big word imagine in a circle. And my daughter and I were just there, and we stood on that circle, and people, it was so wonderful. When people began to enter towards it, I know they could feel that magnetic power, and it's like they felt like they, you feel like you're entering holy ground. You just come into it. And while you stand there, you feel the most incredible peace, and you feel at one with all things. It touches your soul. And actually, it's what we all want, really, way, way, way down deep inside of us. Isn't that what we want? Don't you think that's the power of Facebook and all the other social media? We want to be connected. We want to be one with everybody. And we are getting to know each other, getting to know you, getting to know all about you, and to know what we're really all a lot alike. We all really want the same things. We're all in the pursuit of happiness and that, and being loving towards one another. And we can say, I don't want to bomb you. I love you. Make your poster. I don't want to bomb you. I love you. So let's make our posters. And let's stop the bombs bursting in air. We'll stop the bloodshed. We'll give up that warfare spirit and allow love to rule in our hearts. And boy, before I die, I'm going to live to see this happen. Real peace on earth, goodwill towards men. Merry Christmas.